What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? We are the Trophy Husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick, and once again, Marcus has not been able to give us a proper introduction.
No! No, that was fucking fine!
He has not been able to
no,
in the last,
like,
I think he's going to be like, ha ha, Trophy Husbands.
Fuck you, that was fine. You just want to nitpick. You're like that mom. You're just
gonna
like,
nitpick?
You're like that mom. You're just like, your tie's crooked. You're not smiling in the
It's pictures. A clip-on, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, like, come on, are we going to take the picture or what? Like, I want to go home and watch cartoons. Like, you're too old for cartoons. No!
You're never too old for cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. So, speaking of nitpicking in a way here, something that Marcus had sent to us earlier in our chat that this one just blows my mind in a way is women hit boyfriend with dog leash pooped in holding cell, police say. You not see this one?
I didn't see this one.
And this one's local. This one's local. This is Lancaster.
Okay, at first I was like, what? Did I fuck it? Yeah, I do remember seeing that.
A Lancaster County woman is accused of hitting her boyfriend with a dog leash and then threatening to shoot police and defecate it in her holding cell, police said.
So she... Hold on, so this is a domestic dispute where she just beat him with a leash?
Yes, beat him with a dog leash.
Cops then, come and says she's like, I'm gonna shoot you.
Exactly.
So they take
her in, and she poops in her holding cell.
Talk about scaring me.
I was gonna say that she just did, like, I thought I'd be scared of her, but I guess they scared the shit out of her.
She steered her to the ditch.
Yes. Like, those are ultimate skid marks right there.
Fucking Tokyo Drift in all of that skin.
Oh my god.
Well, apparently, and let me just go through this, because this is just hilarious. First off, so, the domestic incident happens, and so the police come, the woman strikes an officer in the face with her cell phone, and then spits on her boyfriend as the police are dragging her away. So, they put her in custody. While in custody, she threatens to kill one of the officers, and then defecated on the floor of her holding cell and threw feces around the cell area.
She's just trying to make a statement.
Pretty
you much. Don't own me.
And now she's been charged with aggravated assault, aggravated harassment by prisoner, terroristic threats, resisting arrest, and harassment.
God damn.
So where the defecation falls into.
That's like, kind of what I'm wondering. That's a terroristic threat.
The defecations, the terroristic threats.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty fucking terrible, I guess.
She just walked pacing the cell, going, "If I had my dog leash right now, I'd shoot
that dog." That's exactly it. She's like, "I don't need a gun. I don't need a sword. I don't need anything. I just need a dog leash. Just give me a dog leash."
She probably ate Taco Bell beforehand. She has all premeditated.
It's like we said in the other episode. You've been playing this all day. I've been playing this so all week.
Yes.
Oh man.
King Kong ain't got shit on me, but I threw shit on you.
Shit all
fuck you.
All I can say is that being hit by the leash for the guy, yeah, rough day and whatnot.
Rough, I mean, get it hot?
It's like, how big is this woman, though?
Wow.
Like, like, I mean, a dog leash, I mean, I guess you can use this as, like, kind of a whip if you're hitting harder.
Depending on what kind. I mean, if she has a chain whip thick whips.
If she's, like, swinging around, like, boom. But eventually, I just, like, you grab me, like, stop it.
No.
No.
And then that.
You rub down. Drop it.
And you rub her face in the poop and tell her, don't do that in the holding cell.
You see, that's what they need to do. Like, no. There is a bowl in there. You use that bowl.
It's a toilet bowl.
Are they working at PetSmart now or something? I'm confused.
Same thing. Holding cell, PetSmart. How many animals actually want to be in PetSmart?
No.
Do you see all the puppies crawling out the windows? Like,
exactly.
Let me out.
So you got one dog named Tim Robbins trying to dig his way out with a spoon.
That would be an impressive
get
dog.
Out.
Crawl through the sewage line with all the other dogs.
Doggy Dufresne found.
And he'll meet fucking Inky down there.
Sounds like Finding Dory.
Maybe we have a movie on our hands.
Oh, yeah. First Trophy Husbands movie productions.
Cockeye Productions.
Exactly. So then, moving right along here, we've got another story. Marcus sent us a good bit of stories this past week that I just want to bring up because they're just too funny for words here.
It's the fucking internet, man.
Yeah, exactly. You never know what
everything
you're
is true.
This one.
Yep. That prince in Zimbabwe just needs my credit card information. I'm going to get that jet.
So this one I want to bring up. I don't even know. This one is just like, really? Man set fire to his apartment to escape neighbor's sex noises.
Ah. All right. So, here's what I think.
This was never heard of earplugs.
No. He had not. And this was also part frustration meets part jealousy. Neighbor was knocking it the fuck out of the park. Like, neighbor
was the time of his fucking life.
Neighbor and lady friend, maybe lady friend was knocking out of the park. We're not
biased
here.
Maybe guy friend. Yeah, we're not judging.
We're not judging. But we know one thing for sure. He's fucking LL Cool J doing it.
They were having much more fun than that guy was. Yeah,
that guy was probably disgruntled, and he's sitting there, probably covered in a layer of
dust. He's a fucking janitor at the holding cell, just cleaned up a
He gets home, he's like, well, the day can't get any worse.
There's lemon shit all over the holding cell, to clean it up, and he's got to go home to be reminded.
He sits down, he's like, well, the day can't get any worse. Turns on the TV, has a beer, and all of a sudden he's
And then squeaking noises of mattresses.
On a onomatopoeia.
Cut to bed banging against wall, back to his eyes, bed banging against wall, back to his eyes.
Looks over at his burning cigarette in ashtray on his TV stand next to him, and he's just like, yeah, this is what I gotta do.
He's probably thinking to himself, like, alright, could you imagine if you saw your neighbor, it was just like, hey man, what are you doing? And he's just like, I'm just taking a couple things out to my truck. And he's like, why? Oh, I'm gonna go sell them. Okay, cool. And then in his mind, he's just like, I'm moving all the shit that I want out to my truck. I have renter's insurance.
And I'm torching this thing down.
This bitch is on fire.
This apartment is on fire.
That's got, dude, that is so fucking spiteful. Like, there's some shit that you're just like, wow, that's petty. But you're gonna light an entire apartment complex. Cause you could have just, like, yo, hey.
Keep it down.
I understand.
Bro, I just cleaned up human feces.
No, but see, nurses do that shit too. And nurses are out trying to have fun, male or female.
That's true.
But it's the opposite. They're just like, I just wiped ass and balls and like old lady tit all day. Like,
old lady.
Yeah, we should make that a drink of some sort. Go to Murph's. Can I have one old lady tit, please?
Hey, Marcus, that drinking episode's coming up. The voters have spoken. It should be a drinking episode, but we should all be concocting our own drinks, and the old lady tit could be one we debut on that episode.
My drink is going to be called
A strong, stiff glass of water.
Yep, strong. It's going to be called a purple sugary city punch. That's fucking Kool-Aid. Fuck y'all.
I just got
this image of, like, them opening up a cabinet and then taking your shot and just slapping old lady tit on top.
Oh, God. Thanks, Margaret. Here's a thin bit. Fucking
there's
Luke.
Your old lady tip for you.
Yeah. Luke is just slowly dying inside.
Oh, God.
No, thank you.
The bar is actually a nursing home.
And we're in the strippers.
Hey, you know what? Where better to get some quality aged alcohol than those old people when they move into the nursing home? Because you know all of them have, like, a whole bunch of old liquor stick in their cabinets.
Speaking of which, like, I've been moving... my great-grandma just moved into a retirement home. And, there's, like, an open bottle of, like, old, like, Sigram's whiskey. And it was, I think it was a fifth.
Mm-hmm.
It was 750 milliliters, but it had to be get old because guess how much it cost. There was a price tag on it. Guess how much it was. $3.99.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I don't even know like what year it's from, but $3.99.
It's from the year if you drink it, you'll go blind.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, my mom was like, "You want to try?" I was like, "No."
I went, "Yes."
Diluted with another alcohol, it'll probably taste like fucking fruity drink.
So
like dust and spider eggs in there.
And as it's worms in tequila, same shit.
Dilute it with some top shelf Patron, you know.
Do you want, like, that's, if you drink that, even as a male, you are going to get pregnant instantly. That is instant bad decision. Like, are going to see Nick just floating around with a baby bump. Like, what happened? You don't even want to
know. You don't want to know, man.
Just hand me a beer. Like, you can't drink, you're pregnant. I don't even know how the fuck this works. Just give me a fucking beer.
I'm pulling,
it's different for guys, I guess.
I'm pulling an Arnold Schwarzenegger here. Just let me be.
God damn, don't. If you don't want to go blind, you don't drink that shit. No.
I think it would be hilarious.
But you can take that risk.
Well,
you know, back and watch.
You know, though, there was my friend Andrew's, this was maybe 2 or 3 years ago now, his grandfather passed, and so he needed help, his family needed help cleaning out his grandfather's house. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll lend a hand. And Andrew and I went down into his grandfather's basement. I don't remember how old his grandfather was, but decently aged, into his 80s, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we went down there, and there was just, like, box after box after box of, like, these old liquors that had not been opened and whatnot, but at the same time, like, they were covered in, like, mildew and mold, and I'm just like, oh.
Alcohol kills everything.
I was having that half thought. I was like,
and Nick's like, and you go, no, come back, I'm kidding. Like, come back.
You probably could have actually sold the bottles to collectors.
Oh, that's true. That is so true. I think we ended up trashing them all, though.
Damn.
I didn't even think about that. But I was just, I was being an alcoholic. I was just like, oh, man, this is some good stuff that's gone to waste.
Jesus Christ.
But I did have that thought. I'm like, well, I mean, maybe the alcohol killed off any mold spores that happened to get
good old
in.
Alcohol, over-the-counter stimulant. No, along those lines, I watched a really good documentary. I think it was called, I think it was like Pharmaceutical Thugs or something like that. And it was about Big Pharma and how they regulate and make fuck tons of money.
So the price, they jack the price up. So
not even that. It's just kind of like, all right, so one of the examples is, you know how in commercials it'll be like, take this. Ask your doctor for it.
And there's all these, like, the side effects and everything.
But the thing is, they'll make other pills to counteract the side effects, which also come with its own set of side effects.
Right, so it's just, it just keeps going and going.
Yeah, and, like, it's very in-depth. And I'll have to, I think it was called Pharmacy Thugs or something like that. I'll have to give you guys the link. It's on Netflix, and it's fucking phenomenal. But one of the things that, like, for example, Lipitor.
Mm-hmm. That's the cholesterol.
Cholesterol.
Exactly. And Lipitor causes impotency in men. So,
like, permanently or just while you're taking it?
I think while you're taking it.
Okay.
But the thing is, so this was all under one company. Mm-hmm. So they found out.
If you're taking stuff for cholesterol, should you really be that active to begin with?
You probably are already.
I fucking know.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you're asking for that heart attack.
One way or another.
Yeah, Pharmacy Thugs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fucking phenomenal. If you get a chance, definitely watch it.
Oh, no, Prescription Thugs.
Prescription Thugs, yes. And so I was talking about how Lipitor causes impotency, but the thing was, the same company, Lipitor was their number one drug.
Sure.
Their number two, Viagra.
Really?
Yes, same exact company.
Right.
And then it talks about how certain prescription drugs, like, once you get in deep enough,
is the medicine that they give you then, if you have to go into the hospital for having an erection 5 hours, made by that company then too?
That's a very, they didn't
say,
touch
is
on
that their third best selling?
Boner killer. Now bio pills and potions, boner killer.
Bonex.
It does X out the bone.
Exactly.
But it was talking about how a lot of things are derivatives of the poppy plant, but also stuff like heroin and meth are on the same level.
Once
you get to a certain amount of pills, and it was very well done and very interesting.
Interesting. So, like, Adderall and Ritalin is essentially diluted meth. So
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and just kind of how, one of the interesting facts that I was kind of like, huh, I think it was on Oxys. There used to be a crushable form of OxyContin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. God. And when they took that off the market, 80% of that market dried up, which goes to show you that out of the 100%, only 20% actually needed the fucking Oxy.
Well, I think if I'm remembering correctly, there was someone in my and Steve's high school, I want to say, is either the class above us or might have been in our class. I don't remember anymore. But they actually went to rehab at one point for Oxys, but I'm pretty sure it was the crushables, and I'm pretty sure like they were crushing and snorting them.
Yeah, and depending on where you're at, you can go around, because I think it was down south, I was watching a different documentary, and they have essentially pill mills where you go in with a prescription and pop like $200 on the table, and they will, boom, you can just go around to prescriptions. But here's the thing, if you have the clientele, you don't necessarily need to take them. You could take them and then flip them, because people buy them. Like, there's a whole nother documentary called Oxiana, and it was this town called Oceana, and it was down south, and like the whole, pretty much 80-90% of the town all hooked on pills.
Jesus. Like, Marcus, the doc king here. Let me pull out that doc knowledge on you.
Dude, I fucking love documentaries. It's funny because I don't hate movies, but I kind of like to watch them at my own pace. That's why I don't really like going to movie theaters, because
it's nice where you can pause and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I can watch half tonight, I can watch half tomorrow. I don't have to sit down and watch like 2.5 hours in one go. Mm-hmm. But documentaries, I fucking love documentaries. And yeah.
No, I agree.
I will make like documentary can definitely pull you in. Yeah.
There was one I was watching about the Aryan Brotherhood in prison. I can't remember what it was called. But all the inner workings and like how they keep stay in touch, like from inside the prison to outside, like getting the messages in and out. Like they call a hit in prison, or they can order a hit from like outside.
Yeah.
From the inside to the outside. All the inner workings is just absolute insanity how they can just like operate thoroughly. There was, and the main guy in the documentary used to be the head of the Aryan Brotherhood in his particular prison. He was the guy in charge of it all. But it just got to the point where he was like, wow, this is ridiculous, and he denounced it at all. And so he's like, I think he's in protective custody.
I was just about to say, was he like under one of like those black covers voiced?
No, it was it showed him, because he can definitely hold his own, because he's a huge dude, ripped, and he's talking about like all the guys he's killed and everything, just like straight on camera. But he since has denounced himself from the Aryan Brotherhood. He chooses to be in solitary confinement, sure, because, you know, they could come, he'd be next.
But that's what I'm saying, like, you go out and you rat on stuff like, that would be one of those organizations, like, you rat on us, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's exactly actually how a lot of gangs work.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Once you are jumped in,
you're in for life.
Yeah, you are in for life unless there's certain circumstances, and you have to, like, pretty much be cleared to leave. That's why a lot of people just fucking leave in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. They're just like gone. Out, yeah.
And you know what happens though when people disappear? They end up being stuck either into a river, like cement shoes, mm-hmm, or end up being chopped up and put into a freezer. As Marcus also sent us another article here of a woman who, North Carolina woman, buys deep freezer from neighbor for $30. Finds human remains inside.
That's like some Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's like, did she want? Like, how do you forget to take
Human remains? Well, apparently the woman bought it. She bought it at a yard sale. I was like, oh, this is a pretty good deal. $30 for a deep freezer. I'll take that.
I can't remember the art. Did it say like when she found the remains, like when she got home, or?
I'm trying to see here. According to the woman, she purchased the freezer from her neighbor, who told her she had been using it as a time capsule for a project with her Sunday school class.
What the fuck?
Did they drink the punch afterwards?
This is some Westboro Baptist stuff going on here.
That's a fucking cult.
Comet shit.
Well, you see, here it is. The church was supposed to come by and pick up items inside the freezer, but no one ever showed up, so the woman decided to open it. She believes the remains are those of the neighbor's elderly mother who'd been living with her daughter for years but hasn't been seen since September.
This is straight out of a Hitchcock movie.
This is
Psycho.
And after selling the freezer, the neighbor left town. She told the buyer that she was going to West Virginia to be with her mother, who was staying at a nursing home there. The woman who bought the deep freezer doubts her neighbor's story.
No fuck!
Yeah.
Does she even know her neighbor's name?
They didn't give it in the article.
I'm sorry, I just, like... I don't know, before I buy anything of size or just, like...
You're looking at the side of it, right?
Yeah, I was like, inspect it. Like, you know,
exactly.
This looks
like,
cool, give it to me. Like, I wouldn't buy a TV without, like,
popping
it on.
Yeah,
yeah, like, so, oh, but, like, how big is it?
Appears the meat hasn't fallen off, so this looks good.
Yes.
Dude, this is like, oh, God, this is some fucking Jeffrey Dahmer type shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, you know, she's out there fucking killing shit like Dahmer did the 80s. Mm. Like, fucking A.
Sorry, Trish forgot to come by.
Oh, God. Oh. I can't even. Dude, I can't.
Marcus is a sore ego right now.
I'm done.
That, honestly, like, oh, man. Oh, just, like, that would freak me out so bad. Like, it's one thing. Because, I mean... It's all right. It's one thing because everybody has like intrusive thoughts where you're just like, "Oh, dude, like, I'm fuck somebody
up."
And
I before you go off onto this, I saw this bit where they were. It was a psychiatrist talking about it, and they were talking, and you know, like obviously they have that non-disclosure agreement, so they can't actually talk about it. But the psychiatrist was saying about how there was this guy who came in to him. And he was really, really concerned. And, like, he even straight up told his wife because of how scared he was for her safety. But he's like, I've just been having these thoughts. And he goes, they come and they go, but I've been having, like, these murderous thoughts kind of thing. And he goes, like, my wife will be making dinner. And he goes, I absolutely love my wife, but I'll just have this random thought of, like, what if I just picked up this knife and stabbed her in the back or something right now? And so this psychiatrist... And I guess, like, a ballsiest move on his part. Because the psychiatrist is like, well, do you really think you would do that? And the guy's like, I don't know. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, do I need to go into, like, a mental institute? Is there something wrong with me? Psychiatrist pulls out a knife and just lays it on his desk. And he goes, if you really have any murderous intent, stab me right now.
I've seen something very similar.
And apparently the guy like just like broke down to tears or something. Like I can't do it. And
well,
so
that's
the
a good thing.
Yeah. Well, the psychiatrist, like what Marcus was just saying, the psychiatrist then explained to him. He goes, "Look, everyone has these kind of thoughts. Like we don't quite understand why, but very few of us would ever actually act on them because we don't actually want that to happen. It's just something that I."
It just crosses
the mind, like a random thought kind of thing. And he goes, and right now you just proved you don't have any actual murderous intent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more of a thought of curiosity, I guess, more than anything.
I mean, it's like there's like fascination with that. Like, you know, Eminem, he's...
Oh, sure.
Like,
because, you go with any of his songs
right,
or anything.
Like, his music, like, he's like, yeah, like a lot of his shit's dark. Like, he wrote a song about killing his wife.
Yeah.
And
his wife, but, his mother,
many
other
people. The song Kim is just one of the most, like, he goes into detail, like, screaming. Anyway, point being, like, but Eminem has said, like, you know, he just has a fascination with serial killers and how their minds work because they're just so deviant from the norm. Yeah. And how, they, like, you were just saying before, like, how they, like, they act on their those dark thoughts, whereas we're just, like,
I was going to say, and on kind of the flip side, there's certain people that have been almost desensitized because of what they do and where they live at. Like,
sure.
Have you ever heard Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City? That's, like kind of one of the reoccurring themes is, like, I'm trying to stay on the straight and narrow, but there's all this crazy shit around me.
Yeah.
And that was actually another documentary. It was mainly about, like, how... I'm trying to figure out how to explain. How men specifically are kind of like shoehorned into being a certain thing. Like you have to be manly, you have to do this, and like violence is one of those things.
It's like man up and do it.
Or, yeah, like
exactly. Really being a product of your environment.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Well,
I'm just like, it makes sense in, I mean, and this can be flipped on with women too and with men, but it comes down to that whole sense of, like, I guess what would be considered the social norm, if you will, and so people have a standard or a mentality of like, oh, this is what I should try to be, or this is what I should try to act like or live up to. But I think at the same time, especially with our generation, is that a lot of those stereotypes are becoming less and less and less.
They are, but at the same time, they're also somewhat reinforced. Because one of the interesting things that one of the doctors had said is if you go to a playground and you see, you know, little boys running around being boys, just rambunctious running around, you know, slut up, you have cooties, blip. You know how kids are.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Luke doing that at the bar.
Okay. He was just fucked up. It's totally different.
Yeah, kids are doing this on their own.
That's why they say kids are just...
Looks like mine's alcohol-induced at least. Yeah, come on.
Drunk adults are just kids.
It's true.
But the doctor, and he made a very good point, and he was just like, the easiest way to start a fight is if you ask the kids collectively, who's the biggest, like, who's the sissy here? Like, who's the wuss? Mm-hmm. Because then they're all going to be like, it's this one. Or they're going to be like, well, like, I beat him up or I did that.
And then the ones who are called the sissies are going to try to defend themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's kind of like when you get older, you can't, like... Certain things are just like, well, that's not manly. You don't do that. Yeah. And it's kind of like we kind of get the shit end of the stick because it's like, oh, you're upset? Well, you got to suck it up.
Deal with it.
Yeah, like...
Put some grip on it.
Yeah. And what kind of fascinates me and also at the same time pisses me off is just people as a whole, like, they revere physical strength. Like, you know... They tell you all the time, like, when you go to the doctor, like, oh, you should go to the gym, and you should work out, and you should eat better. But mental health is, like...
Completely neglected.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Completely, yeah. And you tell somebody, like, oh, like, I think I want to go to therapy. They're like, oh, you're fucking crazy, bro.
Right. And there has that stigma of, you know, you're crazy if you... But there's one meme I saw that's, like, a couple years old, but it's a picture and has... the title was, If... physical diseases were treated the same as mental illnesses, and it has like a guy with his arm cut off. And it's like you just need to have a better attitude about it, or like woman in bed, it's like she's like in bed getting like chemo drip. It's like, I know I have cancer, but you have to at least try.
Yeah,
just like those typical sayings. Like, it's just all about your attitude. It's all in your head. Like
no, it's definitely not.
Right.
And I mean, that's one of the things. Is just like, I actually, for communications, I did an entire thing about how like your mental health is very important. Yeah. So yeah, keep up with that.
it got really heavy.
That did. That definitely
Xanax
got
is a
dark.
Good friend. Like, as long as you don't abuse it.
No, I'm still.
I was gonna bring up the Florida shooting.
All I heard is that it was. I know that it was a shooting, and it was at a gay nightclub.
Yes. There were 50 killed and 53
injured.
Wounded.
It's the biggest
mass shooting
in American
history.
So.
They said
the gunman came in with like an assault rifle, a pistol, and a shotgun near like closing time, and people heard the gunshots start going crazy. I guess he was using the assault rifle going crazy, going off, and the DJ or like announcer was like, "Everybody get out, don't stop running." That was that was a direct quote from him. So people are trying to get out, but. Like I said, 50 dead in there, and it was, they were talking, like, CNN had the most fucking heart-wrenching thing I've probably ever seen. If I'll try to find it. Well, basically it was having, like, you know, investigators have to go in, see all the dead people, and, like, just, like,
yeah,
just deal with the aftermath of the situation, and one of the investigators had said, like, you know, we had to do our jobs. The hardest part was hearing all the cell phones of the dead people ringing for their, like, their loved ones, trying to check on them, seeing if they're okay. And but they have to carry on and keep doing their jobs. Like, holy shit. Like, that's something that's you don't crazy. Think about.
No. And I even saw on CNN, and I don't know if they did a full story on it. As in a restaurant, I saw it go across on the ticker on the bottom, where they were saying about talking to one of the survivors, and it was a woman who, because it turned into a hostage situation.
Right.
But there was a woman, I guess, during the hostage situation, who actually hid underneath dead bodies to survive.
Shit. Mm-hmm. You might remember fucking XS when that was open.
Yeah, I remember.
I was actually one of the nights there was a shooting, I was there.
Really?
Yes. That was
you good? You alright? I'm just thinking about it.
Fuck. But nah, dude, it was like one of the.
This is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Fuck. But no, it was just
let's just stop.
No. It was just like it was just so fucking crazy and so vivid. Like, I remember I was standing there because the club was at capacity, so it was kind of like, alright, like, shit's going crazy. Shit is going out of hand. And so there were, like, three or four fights that broke out in one night. And then there were two outside of the building. So I'm like, fuck. Like, I had originally left with friends, and then I came back because one of our friends forgot his card. And he... We were coming back, and my other friend Cass was there, and so Cass was like, "Oh, dude, like, you can come back in, because I wouldn't have to pay cover anyway." She's like, "You can come back in, and like hang out with me, and blah blah blah, and I'll give you a ride home." I was like, "All right, cool, sweet." And so I'm there, and shit is going crazy, and it's like 2 a.m. We decide to go to the car. So we're waiting for her friend, because her friend is, she's been drinking, she's not of age. He's just like, "I'll drive." All right, cool. And he was just, you know, chilling, and she's on the phone. And I remember, like, cops were fucking everywhere already. And we're chilling, she's on the phone, she's talking to a mutual friend we have, so she's on the phone with Andrew and blah blah blah. She's talking, and I happen to remember, like, I'm leaning against the car, I look out, and I just fucking, like, I couldn't see it because it was dark. I didn't see the gun, I just saw when the fucking rounds went off. Like, it was just like, boom, boom, boom. And I remember, because I saw, it was like a big ass, like, bright triangle emitting from the gun. It was like, boom, boom, screams. Everybody scattering. She's still on the phone with Andrew, and she's leaving him a voice message as this happens.
Jesus.
And she's just like, "Blah, blah, blah, I love you." And she's like, "Oh my God. Oh my God, they're shooting." And I reached up and grabbed her by her dress and just drug her down. Yeah. I was like, "Get the fuck on the ground."
Right.
And so her friend pops up out of nowhere. I don't know where the fuck this guy came from, but he's just like, "All right, let's get in the car." And I remember I hopped in the fucking car, and I... just ducked, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I stayed down. I think he was high as balls. But he's just like, I think he had, like, fucking Bob Dylan or some shit playing. Just like, but, dude, that was absolutely fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
And I would wish it upon no one, like.
Well, for anyone listening here who's not local, Club XS, it's closed now, but it was York's predominant gay and lesbian bar, but plenty of straight people went to it constantly, but part of the reason it got shut down was because of issues like that.
Yeah, like
Because it constantly happened.
Yeah. Like, Thursdays was quote-unquote college night, so everybody was, like, floating around, and it was always packed on Thursdays, but that was always when trouble happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like Nick said, it was fucking crazy, like, all the time.
Yeah, I never actually made it over there myself before it closing, but...
I've been there a couple times, and, I mean, just that, like, that particular night, I just happened to be there, and I happened to see everything happen, and, yeah.
Ugh, that's horrifying. That's something that
would be with you
for the rest of your life, kind
Absolutely.
Of thing.
And I think that's kind of, like, one of those things, like, people are just like, I'm afraid of this, I'm afraid of that. I'm just like, yo, I don't fuck with guns, like, point blank, and people are just like... You just gotta learn to shoot. I'm just like, no thank you.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Pretty much my mentality as well.
Yeah. Oh, man. But yeah, I was just like... And somebody had actually posted and just like, why would somebody need a 60-round clip that is a civilian?
Right.
Well, you know, that's one of my main arguments whenever, Ben... I know we're talking heavy here, and I don't want to get too political, but that's one of my main arguments whenever people are saying, spouting off about gun rights and all that kind of stuff. Like, yes, I understand. You want guns to be able to protect your family or go out hunting or something like that. But then there's the people who are trying to be like, oh, well, I need this for protection, like AK-47s or something like that. I'm like, there's no reason for somebody to be owning an automatic or something like that. I'm like, you're not hunting deers with a grenade launcher. That's always my argument.
If you're going to like a mass like stampede of deer, it might be helpful.
That's what I said the other episode. Fucking deer. Pew, pew.
But the thing is, like, with all of those kind of defenses of why you need something like that, it's like, it boils down because you like them. Just say it. Like, you like these kinds of... You like having guns. It's cool. Just say it, and don't try to, like... Yes, it's in the Constitution. Yes, the Bill of Rights. You know, right to bear arms. But it boils down because you like them. It's that simple.
With the right to bear arms, I always tend to think of the stupid Family Guy skit with that.
The right to the bear arms.
Thomas Jefferson is writing it, they're like, you think there's going to be any confusion to that part? No, everyone has the right to a pair of bear arms.
And it shows, like, the fucking, like, mounted bear arms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, dude, but just, I don't... Fucking guns, bro.
Yeah.
It's one of the... And it's never not going to be an issue. Mm-hmm. Because it's always going to be a wedge issue. Because, like you said, I understand people... You know, certain people live in certain areas. And, you know, shit's fucking crazy. Like, let's not, you know, sugarcoat shit. Some areas are bad fucking areas. And if you go through the proper channels, you know, have your conceal and carry and all that good shit... But a 60-round clip, like...
Yeah, I mean, I another point that a lot of people always bring up for argument purposes, which I can't argue against, is people say, well, you know, even if guns were to be banned in the U.S. or something, the bad guys would still have their ways of getting it.
True.
Which is not wrong. Yeah. But at the same time, like, going through the legal channels, no need to be having a 60-round clip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man, it's...
Because just to say, the guy in Florida, he went through all legal channels. Everything that he had in there was legally his.
But then there's like all these other, like, because he pledged allegiance to ISIS, which, I mean, like, that's not saying like he was an ISIS member, but because anyone can say like yes. And then he referenced like the Boston bombings, and I think maybe Paris, but. Whatever, and then Donald Trump is already, like, saying, like, this is why we need a wall, or, like, deport all the Muslims. Like, are you fucking kidding me, though? Like,
can we just, like, I don't even want to, because he almost got attacked at one of his things. Yeah. I don't want to, like, stab him.
Yeah.
I just want to, like, run up and kick him in the nuts, and, like, run off stage, dick,
fuck you!
Yeah. But no, dude, it's, like, kind of, like, how we were taught, like, what we, just, like, people, like, mental health is very important, right. and certain stricter gun laws would, right. I mean, I'm not one for politics, because I don't trust any of those fuckers, but, yeah, but, I mean, that's always going to be an issue, because, like you said, you're always going to have both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And especially, like, when you have radical on each side of it, like, they're not going to change your minds, like, it's, like,
yeah.
You
know,
like,
yeah. So.
That's the unfortunate thing about it.
And I was gonna say, even on certain parts where it is illegal, people just know, like, if I don't have some sort of protection, I am fucked.
Oh shit! Did you? This just speaking of which, did you guys hear about the red porch light thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I can't remember who it was. Some anti-gun group.
Yeah, some anti-gun group started it.
Saying like they are going to put.
A red light bulb on their front porch,
saying like, you know, this is a gun-free house, like gun, like we are anti-gun here, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, now that's kind of stupid because you're drawing so much attention.
You're advertising,
and that's like, the bad thing was like there was like an archery hunter that's like. Do you want to get robbed? Because this is how you get robbed.
Yeah,
but it's fucking true. Like
it is, because as soon as somebody knows, right. they've got more artillery.
Yeah, like I've got a leverage over you easily. Like
that's how that's how anything works. Whether it's like sports to fucking card games. Mm-hmm. As soon as I know I have the leverage on you,
yeah.
I'm going for it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm gonna plot a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna scope the scene out.
Right,
and. It's time to go.
And now we know how a serial killer works.
That's bring it all around.
That's true. Like,
that's anyone. Yeah. That's why, like think about all the old mob movies. Like, how'd you know that XYZ was happening? Oh, we were casing the joint.
Yeah,
we were planning
the
out.
There.
They found out what you had, and they made sure they had something far superior.
Mm-hmm.
That's how anything works. Like, that's even corporate America. Like, when one company buys another company, they know their stocks are not as valuable as they were. They know they're losing money. They're not gaining the amount of capital that they were and all that good shit. So what do? They fucking buy them because they can. It works on multiple levels. Think about animals. You're a lion. You're hungry. That's a wounded gazelle. You can eat the gazelle. Exactly. You're faster than the gazelle. You're stronger than the gazelle. And you have a herd. As soon as somebody gets fucking cut off,
they're like, wow.
They're done.
They're out of you.
Yeah. It's every single level. It is every single level. even when we were playing the fucking video game earlier.
Well, you were beating the hell out of me at first, but then I figured out how to use robots. I was like, oh, never mind. Time to just eradicate humans.
Destroy all humans. Pew, 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 pew. But yeah, but think about like just anything, just absolutely, positively anything. Like
basketball, dude's in foul trouble. You're going for that guy because he's going to back off.
Exactly, he's going to back off, and especially if he's a key player,
yeah,
they know they need him to dominate.
I definitely never did that in my basketball days. There was points. There was about a 5-game stretch at one point where I got kicked out of every single game, and
flagrant foul, Lance.
Well,
are you sure that you're not angry, Nick? Like,
well, it was hilarious.
No, these are the pre-drinking days.
At one point, I got kicked out of the game, and you know how there's always like the home team side of the bench, and then like the away team side of the bench. We were away, and. The opponent's side of the bench, I got a standing ovation from. They were clapping. I bowed. I was like, thank you. Yes, I know, I just got kicked out. Thank you. Oh my God. I got applauded for getting fouled out of a basketball game.
Collins does it again.
Exactly.
I'm going to make that kid's book, and it's just going to be the entire thing. It's just Nick punching people and getting fouled out.
Dude. And finally someone comes to Nick, he's like, have a beer, dude, chill out. And the rest is history.
That was my Snickers bar.
You're not
yourself without alcohol. Here, have a beer.
Better?
Better. You're kind of a dick without alcohol. Drinks it. No, that's Nick.
Rhymes with a dick.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, man, that's how that works. But, and I kind of see where they're going, like, with the red lights, because if you think about it, they do this for multiple things. Like, they had all the green lights for the soldiers.
Yeah.
And now it's the red lights. But, like you said,
this is, it's a different situation when it comes to, like, protection.
Absolutely. And,
like I said, with having leverage over someone, like, it's not safe.
Yeah, and I mean, you have people that will absolutely eradicate whatever they, like, if I've got a hold over you, you're gone. Like,
yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know, I think it comes back to being a kid, too, because you're like, and when you're a kid, you're like, oh, everybody can change. Everyone can like each other. Everyone
all
can
get along.
But then, like, when you slowly, once you get into your teen years, you're like, oh, everyone's an asshole.
Yes.
Everyone's got one.
Assholes and opinions.
Yep. And I read this, well, I'm rereading this book called No More Mr. Nice Guys by Dr. Robert Glover. And he was kind of like, one of the things is people that, like, no, not everybody is going to like you.
Yeah.
Like, and that's one of the that's one of the shittiest rules, but it's one of the best rules to learn.
But as soon as you accept that, you can move forward.
Yes.
So you think the red light people are using the Police's song Roxanne for their advertisement?
Ah,
oh. Put on the red light.
You don't have to put on the red light. Put on the red light. They're not using guns, but they're using sound torture to torture.
This looping sting over and over. I'll be watching you.
that's what the proponent, that's what the people against the red lights are playing. They're like, this is what they'll be doing if you put on that red light. Okay, on that one, guys, let's end this episode on an up note here.
Yeah.
Marcus, take it out.
All right. If you'd like to find yours truly, don't look on the street corner because I won't be there.
But! Except on Tuesdays, I'll princess.
Don't tell them about Dollar Tuesdays. Dollar Tuesdays for Dollar Tacos.
Personally, I just need like five so I can go get myself five tacos.
Hey man, tacos make the world go round.
Did you bring a leash with that?
The gimp doesn't get tacos.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Remind me not to take you to PetSmart.
But yeah, you can find me good old Instagram for all my selfies that I don't take, and Twitter for all the tweeters that I don't twat. QUEZMAV, and then Snapchat is SIRMAV.
Luke, my Twitter and Instagram both HUKE_LOOVER. Hookloover, Snapchat. Hook Luber for good times and not so good decisions.
He does tall people things, like grab stuff off the top
shelf.
You
want those cookies, kid?
Yeah, man.
I'm Steve. Good day.
Good day, sir.
Yes, I said good day.
I said good day, dude.
I had a kid do that to me once, and it was like one of the most. At one time I felt insulted, but at another time I couldn't stop laughing because the kid's like four. I'm like, how the hell do you know this? And I was going to say something. He's just like, I said good day.
And I'm like, I can't help but respect it. Like, wow.
I was like, all right, prep you.
Yeah, like, done.
Put some fucking respect on his happy meal.
All right. I'm Nick. You can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, all at NLENZ42. That's NLENZ42. You can also hit up the official Trophy Husbands Twitter at The True Trophies. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube at The Trophy Husbands. Right now, it's just the podcast episodes, but I'm sure we'll be having our shenanigans up there soon enough. Don't forget to be checking out for Trophy Tuesdays. That's when new episodes will be hitting the airwaves.
Yeah.
And everyone have a good week.
Later.
Peace.